Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had three posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we summarized the study where the authors reported that a patient that received platelet-rich plasma, or simply PRP, during an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction with bone patellar tendon bone autograft, had similar patellar defect size and patient-reported outcomes compared with patients that did not receive an injection. In the second post, we summarized a study where the authors found that risk stratification seems to be an interesting and efficient approach to understanding who will have persistent disabling low back pain after 6 months. And finally, we shared the International Olympic Committee's updated consensus statement on relative energy deficiency in sport. If we take a closer look at that first post, we find that the authors performed a double-blinded trial to evaluate the efficacy of intraoperatively applied autologous PRP in reducing post-operative kneeling pain after an ACL reconstruction with bone patellar tendon bone autograft. In the study, 50 patients, about 30 years of age, underwent bone patellar tendon bone ACL autograft reconstruction between 2011 to 2015. These participants were randomized to the PRP injection or sham treatment. In either case, blood was drawn before the starting of anesthesia and either discarded for the sham group or processed for the preparation of a PRP gel to be mixed with donor site bone chips and inserted into the patellar defect. The participants, surgeon, and research staff were unaware of who received the PRP. At 12 weeks, 6 months, 1 year, and 2 years after surgery, participants completed the International Knee Documentation Committee forms and a visual analog scale for pain scores for activities of daily living and kneeling. The authors also assessed graft site healing using MRI between 6 to 9 months post-surgery. The authors found that pain with activities of daily living or kneeling never differed between the two groups. The authors also noted that the patellar defect site was no different between the two groups. This double-blind randomized controlled trial suggests that PRP fails to reduce pain or patellar defect size after bone patellar tendon bone autograft reconstruction. While some researchers believe that PRP offers better relief for early postoperative pain, these researchers looked at mid to long-term effects. Therefore, more clinical trials are necessary to determine if and when PRP may be beneficial. However, it appears from this study that any short-term benefits that may be related to early pain relief, such as the ability to facilitate early range of motion, failed to offer the participants any sustained benefits. On the plus side, there were no negative effects following this treatment. Currently, medical professionals should be aware that anterior knee pain after an ACL reconstruction with bone patellar tendon bone autograft continues to be a problem, and that patients should be educated accordingly. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This week's most popular post was a blog post from the British Journal of Sports Medicine about the 2018 update to the International Olympic Committee's consensus statement on relative energy deficiency in sport. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online evidence-based practice courses available through the Human Kinetics website. Also, if you or your patients are looking for new compression sleeves or socks, please check out Zensa compression products at zensa.com. Our co-founder recently checked out their products and thought that they were great quality and would be ideal for individuals who need full mobility but would like compression to enhance proprioception. For a limited time, you can get 10% off your order if you use customer code SMR10. That's SMR10 for 10% off. We'll have links to our posts, the courses, and Zensa on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.